Drill 5. You are going to hear some short news reports. What is each one about? Put the number of each news report you hear in the correct box. There are two extra items that you won't use. Number 1 has been done for you. Number 1. Listen.
There's a new highway which passes near Paul Cooper's house in Hayward, California. Every year, lots of small animals are hit by cars on the highway. Paul looks for these animals and takes them home to his own backyard, where he takes care of them until they are ready to return to their natural homes. People in the neighborhood know about Paul's work, and now anyone who finds a hurt animal brings it to Paul.
Now you. Number 2. Listen.
After watching a TV program about how fast we are using up the world's resources, the workers at a large company in Sunnyvale decided to do something to save gasoline. Instead of each one driving to work in his or her own car, those who live close to each other drive to work in one car. That way they use less gasoline and help secure the country's energy future.
Put number 2 in the correct box. Number 3. Listen.
Longsdale Community Center has found a way of preserving natural resources and, at the same time, making money to help poor children. Every week, a person delivers a plastic bag to each home in the neighborhood and asks people to put all their used aluminum cans in the bag. The cans are then sold so that the aluminum can be used again. The money from the sale is being used to buy school books for poor children.
Put number 3 in the correct box. Number 4. Listen.
People who live in Green Hills have a new, clean, and cheap way of getting around the city. 2 years ago, the city introduced a new kind of train. The train runs mostly on air. This means that it is cheap to run and that it doesn't damage the environment. Other cities in Europe and South America are interested in the idea. They have sent people to Green Hills to see how the train works.
Put number 4 in the correct box. Number 5. Listen.
When Michael Whitmore and his friends read in a nature magazine that there weren't very many bald eagles left in the United States, they decided to do something about it. They started an organization called Eagle Watch. The first thing Eagle Watch did was to get people interested in saving the bald eagle. Then they started looking for ways to clean up the lakes and rivers in the area. It's in these lakes and rivers that the eagles get the fish which they live on. Today, there are more bald eagles in the United States than there were 15 years ago when Eagle Watch started its work.
Put number 5 in the correct box. Check your answers in the key at the end of your LCP book.